Big question we all ask ourselves in the Church of God, actually since before I was born, in the recent years of the church, is something that many of the church brethren have asked themselves, is whether or not we are of the Philadelphia or Laodicean spirit. And we talk about this throughout many sermons about how we can try to achieve one and not the other. So it is at the forefront of our desire and of our spiritual seeking. Because if we aren't asking that question, if we aren't actively pursuing that Philadelphian attitude and all of those character traits that follow after what we read about in Revelation, then the latter spirit is dominating our perspective. If we don't care, if we don't really worry about where our spiritual growth is growing and not failing, then we are falling into that Laodicean attitude. You know, all of us as modern-day Christians strive to have that Philadelphian spirit. That ability to attain it is within each of us. People weren't predestined by God to be Laodicean and not Philadelphian. We all have a chance to have that understanding, to have that desire, to have that motivation in our essence and who we are. And our success in achieving that character is governed entirely on the decisions and entirely on the actions that either lead us towards or away from that attitude. It's up to us. It's not up to our friends and our family and other brethren. It's up to you and I to decide what kind of spirit we're going to have. And it's based on a conscious choice. James 5, beginning in verse 7. James 5, and starting in verse 7. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath. But let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Now, James began by showing the context of when us having that choice of us letting our yes be yes and our no be no, of what it was leading to. And that was leading to the Lord being at hand, the end times, the times that you and I live in, brethren. He was referring to that as he talked about having patience and having perseverance in our spiritual lives and letting what we do in our lives be a yes or be a no. He spoke about that endurance, that patience in suffering by God's chosen, going back to Job, and how important in this day and age our choices are in these end times, resulting in how we will, each and every one of us, based upon our own actions, based upon our own understanding, will be judged by God. Because a Laodicean answers the bigger questions of conversion with maybe, possibly, instead of a yes or a no. Revelation 3, beginning in verse 15, to look about that that lukewarm church. Revelation 3 and verse 15, I know your works, that you are neither hot nor cold. I could wish that you were hot or cold. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. That's the maybe. That's not a yes or a no. You know, drawing closer to God so that we can enter his kingdom relies on us having a few focused directions of two really, really important things to consider. Mark 12 and verse 28. Our decisions must be clear and not wavering, especially in these end times. Mark 12 and beginning verse 28. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he, speaking of Christ, had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all of your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. So the scribe said to him, well said, teacher, for you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all of the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Focusing on God first and foremost keeps us with a focus that allows us to have that yes and that no attitude, not the maybe attitude. You know, we draw closer, as Christ said to this scribe, we draw closer to the kingdom of God, meaning we draw closer to fulfilling what God wants of us by what Christ plainly taught in that scripture, to love God first and foremost. If we do that, there isn't room for maybe. We can easily say no to sin and yes to God's inspiration. You know, this ability, though, to truly love God doesn't originate with our own powers. We have the power to follow after God, but we aren't given that power initially. God must open our minds up to love him, to understand him. Jeremiah 24. Jeremiah 24 and verse 7. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. You know, being able to come to God with our whole heart, to choose that path, is made possible because God loved us first, because God has given us this opportunity. 1 John 4. First John 4, and beginning in verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. That same boldness knowing that God has chosen us, that God has loved us first, is what will allow us to have the ability to say yes or no in a godly manner. And for you and me, brethren, judgment happens to us today. For those that have been given this opportunity, we are being judged today on what we answer when presented with our daily trials and all that stands before us. Are we going to say yes? Or are we going to say no? Or are we going to say maybe? Brethren, we must let our daily choices then lead us towards the promise of salvation that God has given us through His first love of each and every one of us.